With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden says he plans to keep running for re-election, even as some Democrats are openly calling for a change. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At last week's debate, the president triggered an avalanche of despair among Democrats with statements such as this.
On the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Donald Trump essentially voiced what many Americans were thinking. Even with some Biden allies urging him to withdraw from the 2024 race, the president and his team say they're pressing ahead. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The UN Security Council is presented with evidence that Russia has deployed a North Korean missile in Ukraine this year. That's against the body's sanctions.
In January 2024,
Jonah Leff, executive director of Conflict Armament Research, offered a detailed analysis of remnants of a ballistic missile that struck Kharkiv on January 2nd.
Carr documented the missile's rocket motor, its tail section.
Showing the council photos of the remnants, he said they had unique features indicating it was manufactured in North Korea last year. Left says the evidence
irrefutably establishes that the missile fired on Kharkiv was indeed of DPRK origin.
The U.S. and its Western allies accused North Korea and Russia of violating a U.N. embargo on arms exports from the DPRK. Russia dismissed the accusations as baseless. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Amazon is reviewing claims that the artificial intelligence startup Perplexity AI is scraping content, including from prominent news sites, without approval. Amazon confirmed the tech giant is assessing new information on that claim. This is SRN News. A judge has blocked Michigan's 24-hour waiting period for abortions and some other abortion-related provisions. Judge Seema Patel says they conflict with a 2022 voter-approved amendment to the state constitution guaranteeing access to abortion. The judge also stopped Michigan's requirement that only a physician can perform an abortion. She says it excludes qualified nurses, physician assistants, and nurse midwives. Abortion was added to the Michigan Constitution by nearly 57% of voters months after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Despite a campaign by liberal clergymen and never-Trump Republicans, evangelicals remain committed to the former president as the election draws nearer. According to AP VoteCast, about 8 in 10 white evangelical Christian voters are planning to vote for Mr. Trump. White evangelicals made up about 20% of the overall electorate in 2020, and the former president is hoping they turn out even higher numbers this time. This is SRN News. More trouble for Boeing's Starliner spacecraft.
Two astronauts are spending extra time at the International Space Station as NASA and Boeing troubleshoot capsule problems that popped up on the way there. The veteran astronauts expected to stay for a week or so at the space station during a test flight of Boeing's new Starliner capsule, the first with a crew. But their return trip has been put on hold while the thruster trouble and helium leaks are analyzed. On Friday, NASA said there's no rush to bring the astronauts home and more tests on the ground would be done first. Keith Peters reporting.
Sports leagues have 4.8 billion reasons to review how they distribute out-of-market broadcasts after the judgment against the NFL in the Sunday ticket case in U.S. District Court. Christine Bartholomew of the University of Buffalo School of Law says other leagues are going to have to, quote, take a close look at their model and make sure that the means by which they're providing consumer choice really does ensure true choice. This is SRN News.